The herbal drug kratom is commonly sold in head shops and online. It comes in leaf or powder form, often with colorful packaging, and is sometimes made into teas. And it acts as a powerful sedative or stimulant depending on dosage, says Anna Dulaney of the Carolinas Poison Control Center in Charlotte.
There are cases of patients having seizures after an overdose. There are cases of patients going into withdrawal after they stop use after a period of heavy use. And the withdrawal syndrome is very similar, as it's been described, to withdrawal from opioids such as heroin or morphine or methadone.
She says the Poison Control Center has handled 17 cases involving kratom since 2013, mostly among older teenagers and young adults. The state Senate approved a bill Friday that bans its sale to anyone under 18. Senate and House lawmakers are near agreement on final legislation. Kratom comes from Southeast Asia, where it's long been used as an energy booster and pain reliever. In the U.S., marketing of the drug is not regulated as a controlled substance by the FDA. Dulaney says that means there are no official safety standards for its use. The North Carolina bill also calls for more research on the effects of kratom to see if stronger legislation is needed. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.